Hello again there, folks. So I wanted to have a bit of a ramble about the end of the 2009 movie Watchmen. Got to be careful there because there was a woke catastrophe of Watchmen came out a few years ago. I've never seen that. I don't know anything about it. I'm referring to the 2009 Zack Snyder movie, which is a great movie, but not because Zack Snyder is a great director, but because he had Alan Moore's weird and esoteric comic graphic novel to work with. And it's got a lot of interesting ideas in there, but I really wanted to just get in. There's going to be major spoilers here, by the way, so if you haven't seen it, you may want to watch it and come back to this. But it is 10 years old, 11 years old now. And what I wanted to get into was the ending of the movie and the big plot twist, and some of the ideas in that. I think I may do more videos on Watchmen as well, because there's so much in it. But what's revealed at the end, you've got mainly got three different characters, and you've got the bad guy, who is Ozymandias, who is, of course, more famous for the quote from Shelley. And then you've got Dr. Manhattan. He is a sort of godlike creature and a creation of a nuclear experiment gone wrong. He can walk across the surface of the sun. He can do pretty much anything. And then you've got Rorschach, who is this vigilante, and he believes that evil people should just be killed on the spot. And he can't back away from that whatsoever. He's absolutely absolutist about it. And it's discovered that Ozymandias has been pulling the strings throughout the whole film, which is like 3 hours long. And it's revealed that what he's going to do, it's set during an alternative universe of the Cold War where Richard Nixon's still in power in like 1980 or something. And the Cold War is reaching its peak. And Ozymandias decides to actually engineer a limited scale nuclear war, which would kill tens of millions of people. And he wants to do that because he says that in the long run, billions of people will be saved because humanity will be so appalled and so outraged by the carnage of losing New York and Moscow and London and some big cities that the rest of humanity will bind together and be more determined than ever to rid themselves not only of nuclear weapons and of war and the military industrial complex and everything, but also of Dr. Manhattan as well, because Ozymandias is going to frame Dr. Manhattan for doing this. Well, Rorschach can't cope with this whatsoever because he believes that people should be he sees it as people being manipulated and humanity will become something warped and false. They'll be living under a lie. And the sort of philosophy that Ozymandias uses to justify this is utilitarianism, where he can say, well, I'm sacrificing tens of millions of people so that billions more can live. And it's actually surprisingly effective argument. It's the kind of argument that somebody like Steven Pinker makes in his book Enlightenment Now, where he will say globalization is good because more people have access to more healthcare, more toothbrushes, more chicken nuggets, more food. So in that sense, the overall effect of globalization is a positive one. It's just that it's a shame that some of the losers are those Trump voters in the American Rust Belt. So that's where he's coming from with that. And so what I find interesting is that because they do win, this does actually happen in the movie. And it's interesting that at the end of the movie, Rorschach's journal drops onto the floor of a dusty bookshop, and you can see that actually the truth is going to get out. But what does that actually mean? Because what they're doing here is rebooting humanity. That's what Ozymandias' master plan is. It's to reboot humanity into a more pacifistic form and less destructive mentality. And that's why Rorschach can't stand it, because he knows it's a lie. But it's still the utilitarian argument comes back again. But what then, so the people in that, in the future, would be living within this lie, but they would be less prone to being nuked and blown up. So this raises the question, of Ozymandias, because within the story, he is like the richest man in the world. So this raises an interesting question. Are the elites in the real world doing this to us? And if they're doing it, have they constructed a meta-narrative as Ozymandias is doing in Watchmen? Because in Watchmen, in the future, everybody will be appalled at the idea of nuclear power or physics or war. And they will look at these things with horror and disgust because they'll have been traumatized by the tens of millions of people that did actually die. And so what's being formed here is a whole new meta-narrative with its own internal logic and its own good and evil. Dr. Manhattan will be the Satan figure. The founding myth will be of Dr. Manhattan and the scourge of nuclear power and how humanity was nearly wiped off the face of the earth because of it. And we luckily got through it, and we never want to go through anything like that again. And of course, it's all built on a lie. So how do they then react with when Rorschach's journal appears? Because they will probably be a liberalistic society as well, with freedom of speech. But how do they deal with people who go back into the past and dig up research on it, or who uncover the plot, or who discover who Ozymandias was and what he tried to do? And this means that they'll be gnawing away at the fabric of the narrative, and even in a liberalistic system, they would have to shut it down. So this raises the question of what when we look back at, say, Steven Pinker and the elites today. Let's just give them the benefit of the doubt and assume that they are doing this in this utilitarian frame, that it's or that they well, you could say that they weren't benign either. Well, have they too in the Western world, the globalist elites, have they too got their own morality? And is there also a founding myth? And do the masses of the people live within that founding myth? And do they have protections like Rorschach's journal to stop people from poking around in places where they don't want them to? This is an interesting thought experiment, because you'll find that it's supposed to be a free and open liberal society, as I'm sure that the post-nuked Watchmen world would be, but they would have to have some way of curtailing people poking around, because the whole meta-narrative would unravel if the truth got out. Of course, they'd write them off as conspiracy theories and cranks and everything along those lines, but it does raise that question. In the same way, if the utilitarian argument is correct, then why not just come straight out and say that? Because they don't do that either. But have the event, because what we're led to believe is that the world is the way it is because of we're all free thinking individuals, and we just sort of willed the world to be this way. But it isn't actually like that at all, because we all know there's a hell of a lot of safeguards there to stop people digging into things which they shouldn't. And the reason why they're doing that is because the narrative can become undone in the same way that Ozymandias' narrative will become undone if too many people begin to read Rorschach's journal. And so what we can that really this is an experiment to get people to think about whether the nature that narratives take and the way that they do tend to have their own moral compass within them. So it isn't that there is an objective morality which everybody can get on board with. It's that we're inside of these in a way like a sort of a bubble of which has been constructed. So if the elites in the world, the real world today, are doing that to us, how do we understand what it is? How do we understand what the sore spots are? Are they, and how aware are they themselves of the narrative? Are they looking at it from outside, like gods? Do the global elites think of themselves as these godlike entities passing down judgment and socially engineering humanity? It's interesting food for thought, I think. So I think I may do more on Watchmen as well. So I'll catch you later, folks.